I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Thursdays are reserved for a man with a wider range of music knowledge than Jake could ever dream of.
This is the golden era. You would hear this on any radio station. You know, it wasn't like it is now. You know, you got country, you got R&B, you got pop, you got rap, you got rock. They didn't have that then. You heard everything.
A man who knows a good song when he hears it, just as much as a good diamond when he sees it.
You get a diamond!
Yes, I do get a diamond. I get a diamond, and that makes me happy.
It's time for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers, on Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket.
Sawyer by Rush, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day.
No, you're raising your hand. Does that mean you want to go first?
No, you're leading us
on. He pointed to you on that one.
Tom Sawyer. Go, Steve.
I've never...
Be honest. Honest, Steve. We're honest on this show.
Chick, be honest.
You said I never and paused.
Yeah. Rush.
Geddy Lee.
What year was that?
1981, which is
right
what?
Right in our wheelhouse.
It's better times. I
mean, yeah.
I'm trying to be diplomatic here. I respect Rush. They are obviously, they play at an elite level. I've never understood the appeal. Now you ask me to be honest.
I do want to
honestly. I think there's a little bit of a haughtiness to the discussion. Like, you got to have a certain working knowledge of music to appreciate them. I don't have that. I just like kind of like Tom Petty, three riffs. I don't know. I could get it to a five.
You started to say four.
Yeah. What did you want to say?
Yeah. Wait, yeah.
4.775.
There we go. Okay.
As far as a unique song, it's a 10.
Ooh.
Being very unique.
It's different, yep.
I'm with Steve. Rush was always around during our growing up. Rush
for sure.
Was always around. Not really sure why. Not really sure why they were around.
They just were, though.
But it was just, like I said, I knew a lot of the words to that song. I could remember it. There was never a time like, you know, hey, we're in the locker room for the basketball game like that. We're playing Oakland. They pop on some Rush. You know, let's blow the lid off this place before we head out there on the court or something. Unique. The voices, I didn't even know what that is. If it was half, you know, was it manufactured through some synthesis? It's very high.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
I think that's getting
I can get it to a 401.
Okay.
I can get it to a 401.
All right, that's respectable.
401. Okay,
we're going to be in the same ballpark here.
Okay.
I'm not in the fives at all.
You're not.
I'll go right in the middle of you. I'm going like 4-3. That song has never done anything for me. Like Bill said, I respect the... It's different.
It's unique.
It's a cool factor there.
There you go.
It just doesn't...
It's unique.
It doesn't hit me.
It's,
so we're all in the fours.
There's definitely
here.
Some redeeming qualities to that song.
You have 4.77, 4.1 for Bill, and I'm a 4-3.
What's
Rudy?
Rudy's giving me a little higher, 5.4.
5.1 says, great instrument play by the band. That's it.
Now that was a mega hit. That's the thing.
That was a song. Yeah, that was a song.
Mega hit.
Absolutely.
Mega hit.
Spring Rick in.
We're joined by Rick Heyman. Rick, good morning. The highest score you get from us is 5.1 from Rudy on Tom Sawyer by Rush today.
Well, only the stool could not get to a 5 for one of the most famous Rush songs in history. So.
Oh, come on, Rick.
It's a Rush thing.
All Rick. You need to know.
Oh, that's all not you all you need to know. That's not all you need
Rick,
to know.
You have to like the song. That's one of the things. You have to enjoy it.
We like honesty in this show, okay. Rick. You want honesty here. We're honest.
No, I like it. No, that's good. That's good. You don't have to like it to appreciate it. And Coach was right. The technical aspect of it is fabulous. I was late to the Rush parade. Not until really the 90s did I start listening to Rush. And so I didn't like them in the beginning. Very beginning, they were unusual. They were a different sounding than this. And then they just became this wunderkind of unbelievable musicianship, which any musician will tell you is just, there's something about them. They're along the lines of a Yes or...
Yes.
the progressive era of bands back then, which was pre this, but Rush is just for three guys. And if you go, and we're going to talk about why I played this, but if you saw them live at the time for three guys with a little bit of tracks, but not too many, they pulled this stuff off and played for 3 hours every night. It was just unreal. So, the reason I played this was that they made a big announcement over the last few days. They're going back on tour. If you remember, Neil Peart, the spectacular, probably the greatest rock drummer in history, progressive rock drummer, passed away several years ago. And he was also their lyricist. So the guy was a Renaissance man, Neil Peart. And it's like, how are they ever going to go play again? You know, Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson, the singer, the bass player, keyboard player, and the guitar player. That's a lot of instruments for one guy, which is Geddy Lee, and the guitar, which is Alex Lifeson. But anyway, hey, by the way, Sip, kettlebells at an older age, kettlebells are a miracle. I'm just going to give you a little tip.
Oh, in the weight room?
Do they have those at Planet Fitness?
Yes, I'll send you a couple videos. It'll change your world. It's fabulous.
Rick, do you have kettlebells in your garage right now?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
I do. Oh,
so could someone stop by and do fitness with you?
Absolutely.
That would be awesome.
There you go, Sip.
Yes. Talk diamonds,
come
listen to
over.
Rush, and do some kettlebells.
That's the trifecta right there.
Come on
there.
Over.
Kettlebells.
Sounds incredible.
And it took you guys, 5 minutes to figure out where Sip lives? Called Unite Place. That was funny.
Yeah, you and I played University Place.
Yes. Yeah, we forgot the location.
Yeah,
there,
the location.
Rick. There's a lot of parts in this town.
That's why we're excited
the
to have
Breakers
Lincoln
helped
listen.
Us out. They're helpful.
There's a reason why we listen. We love it. Okay. They're going back on tour. Pardon my allergies here.
Okay.
So what are they going to do for a drummer? They're not going to use a machine. Here's the announcement. In 2026, my best friend forever, this is Geddy Lee talking, Alex Lifeson, we're going to hit the road once again to pay tribute to our past and to Neil by performing a vast selection of Rush songs in a handful of cities. We know that Neil was irreplaceable, yet life is full of surprises, and we've been introduced to another remarkable person, an incredible drummer and musician, adding a new chapter. Her name is Annika Niles. Now, you got to understand that Neil Peart is considered the greatest drummer of all time. Okay. Mm-hmm. This young woman, she's not young, she's in her 30s, is a German drummer. And the thing about Neil Peart, his drumming style was like a hammer, but he was also considered a clinician. So if you go back and watch Rush videos with all three of them, the original members, okay, listen to Neil, just a pounder, unbelievable. Okay. So they're going back on the road. They got a female drummer, and they're going to play in seven cities. Now, how quick do you think those tickets are going to sell out?
What do you think?
Like 2 seconds.
Okay.
2 seconds. I mean, they won't even last 3 hours.
Okay.
And they're playing in, like, basketball arenas, or big, big ones, you know, in indoor arenas. So, anyway, this song's their most famous song, and they have a lot of others. So with that in mind, let's go to the Stump and Sippers.
Okay, sip it first. Sip, you're up first.
Steve, you're up.
Nervous. Sip. Yes. Sip. Yes.
Was Rush founded in 1972, 1974, or 1968?
Layup.
I should know. I know I shouldn't know. There's no reason I should know this. I'll just say 74.
You get a CZ 1968.
Mm. God, these guys are...
they're on 68. Tour, kid.
Are they in their 80s?
And they're still playing.
Are they in their 80s, Rick?
No, they're in their 70s, believe it or not.
Okay.
And they're just as good as ever, and they're really fit. They're very fit. I bet they do kettlebells.
I bet they do.
Probably do.
Fitness.
Getty Lee is 72.
I bet they've got the
72's not bad.
Getty Lee is 72.
I bet they have the P90X CDs, too.
That's a definite one.
Yes.
Yes. Getty Lee, the lead singer, the long-haired guy, very interesting gentleman, plays bass and keyboards. Hmm. And they're going to have a keyboard player with them, too.
Okay.
That's interesting. Because he always played bass with his feet while he played the keys.
Man.
Now, that's talent. And sang lead vocal.
that is pretty
amazing. Getty Lee a Mormon? Is he Jewish? Or is he a Christian Scientist?
Bill?
Mormon.
Another CZ, he is Jewish.
Go for two today so far. Yeah. Rush.
And if you listen, to the song Red Sector A, it's about Getty Lee's mother, who was in a concentration camp during World War II in Germany.
Okay.
And is Rush, or are they not, for everybody, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
They are.
Absolutely,
no.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going no.
Oh, come on, Bill.
Okay. You're going no?
Yeah.
Three diamonds and one CZ, 2013.
Brilliant.
Sort of both. And that's it.
Okay.
Rush.
Rush is in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, what's the nearest city they'll be in?
Chicago.
Okay.
You'll sell out in seconds.
Good luck getting in. Probably cost you $1,000.
Good God.
Rick, what's happening right now at Sartor Hamann Jewelers?
Hey, you've heard the news. We're giving away a $120 Sartor Hamann gift card every single week. Check us out on our website at SartorHamann.com for details. We're also, in this month, October, giving away a 1.20-carat patented Heartland diamond. Only Sartor Hamann carries them. They're the spectacular diamond with the extra facets. It's a diamond pendant. 1.20-carat will be engraved around the side, laser-etched, in celebration of our 120th anniversary. Go see all the rules on our website. Breakers get 10% off. Don't forget our Husker jewelry. Hey, look, we got football, we got basketball coming, we got volleyball, number one team in the country going on. Sport your Husker style with Sartor Hamann unique Husker jewelry. We are the best of, for decades, 120 years old, four generations, when only the best will do, Sartor Hamann Jewelers. Check us out online. If you're not following me on Facebook, you should, because I'm going to post a bunch of cool stuff about Rush and this new drummer. on my personal Facebook at Rick Heyman.
All right, Rick, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Song of the day was Tom Sawyer by Rush for Rick Heyman from Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Hour 2 is next on Early Break in the Ticket.